you're with us here for Retire with TriFound, Megan Mozak alongside Justin Pippert. We're glad you've tuned in today. We talk all things retirement planning here on the show. And in Southwest Florida, if retirement at all is on your mind, you're going to want to get with the team from TriFound Financial. Justin can help. He has a great team and they are standing by. Maybe you need a plan or a second opinion on your current plan. It's complimentary to get that second opinion service. You can call 866-466-1099. Again, 866-466-1099. If your financial confidence has been rocked recently due to the pandemic and quarantining, I can tell you, you are not alone. And we're going to dive into some of the numbers here in a minute. But if you're not sure that you can still retire, or maybe you've lost your job, you need to know if you can go ahead and retire. Well, that number at TriFound is important to keep nearby. Again, 866-466-1099. Finding a path forward with help from a trusted advisor is just so key. And Justin, it's great to be back with you.
It's great to be here, Megan.
Kiplinger's, this is a great resource. You know, they recently had a poll and they wanted to see how the pandemic has impacted people who are preparing for retirement, thinking about retirement. And nearly 60% of the people who responded to the survey, they said that they had to dip into their retirement savings just to cover basic living expenses or maybe medical bills. So for those people, and 60% is a lot, for those who are listening today who did have to take money from their retirement accounts last year, what do you think they should be trying to do this year, 2021, to maybe possibly catch back up?
Yeah, Megan, I think that's a good question. And for all those listeners out there, if you fall into that category, just know that it's okay. I tell clients all the time, we say it on the show here all the time, we're going to put a retirement plan into place and life's going to happen and years like 2020 are going to come along and we might have to dip into that savings or, you know, those retirement accounts a little bit more than we've had in years past. I think it's important to understand the things that the federal government did for us with the CARES Act for COVID-19 relief in 2020. There were certain stipulations that they put into place that would allow us to access those retirement funds. So whether you were not 59 and a half yet, they went ahead and waived the penalty for anybody that had to take a COVID-19 or pandemic distribution from retirement funds that was pre-59 and a half. And also they allowed us to spread out the taxable liability of those distributions as well. So if it was coming from a pre-tax retirement account, Megan, they allowed us to, let's say we took $9,000 out of our 401k due to, you know, the pandemic year in 2020, they would allow us to not report all 9,000 of those dollars on our tax return for 2020, but instead allow us to break it up into 3 years of $3,000, so $3,000 in 2020, 2021, and 2022, which would ease the tax blow for us by spreading it out over a three-year period. And what they also would allow us to do is repay or put back in those funds that we took out here in 2021 and allow us to basically call it a wash moving forward as well too. So, you know, for those of you that had to take distributions out in 2020, it's not the end of the world. That's what those accounts are there for that security and being able to make sure that we can stay on track is very important though. So in 2021, you know, if I was going to give a few pieces of advice, it would be just to be mindful of your spending plan or your budget and eliminate those things that you don't really have to have that might be, you know, the non-necessity things. A lot of us in 2020, while we might have had to hit our retirement accounts for some sort of distribution, it wasn't because we were, you know, spending excessively for most of us. It was because we had, you know, like you said, medical bills and things like that. And just getting back on track in 2021, you might not have been off track in 2020. You might have had some medical bills or something like that that you were dealing with. So it's just important to know that you'll be back on track. If you feel like you're not, it's very important to talk to your financial professionals and make sure that you're confiding in them to guide you along the right path and lift you back up here in 2021, because we have a new year, a lot of exciting things to look forward to. And 1 year is not going to ruin us for the long term. It's very important. We say it on the show here all the time. Very important to think in the long term, I think.
Very optimistic, and I like that. And we need a big dose of optimism, I think, so many of us. And you bring some good news that 1 year is not going to ruin retirement. There's ways to get back on track. If you don't know how, I want to give the number at Trifound Financial, 866-466-1099. You can call Justin and the team. They'd be happy to listen, find out maybe some of the struggles you had, and then how to get back on track so that you can realize all those dreams for retirement. And the pandemic has not been especially kind to small businesses and the economy. We know that thousands of people lost their jobs in the last month of 2020. A significant fact from the latest jobs report is that the economy lost 140 jobs in December, and all of those jobs were held by women. And so we've talked before about the challenge women face in preparing for retirement. How does something like this potentially set them back even further in retirement?
So it can have a pretty big impact overall on retirement. And the challenges that women face going into retirement a lot of times is that, for whatever reason, from my experience, Megan, anytime that I sit down with a prospective client, the overall reaching question that I get is, am I going to run out of money in retirement? And how much do I have to save in retirement? And I will tell you, for doesn't matter if you're starting wanting to retire in your 40s, 50s, 60s, that number is different for everybody, and everybody's situation is different. And so what we need to do is understand that we have to come up with a plan, and having that written plan in retirement is very important. And being able, with everything going on in our economy right now, being able to lay your head on the pillow every night and knowing that you're going to have guaranteed income in retirement is very important, so that we've got enough things to stress about, and we've got enough things going on in our world on a daily basis. We don't need to worry about whether we're going to be able to live through retirement after we retire, no matter how long we live. So that's number one, the most important, to have that leg of your stool be the most solid foundation. We have to create a solid foundation to the house going in retirement, and income is going to be your number one. Number two, we here at TriFound, we have the attorneys and CPAs that work hand in hand with our clients. And so that's going to allow us to not only create a solid financial plan for anybody in retirement, but it's also going to allow us to have the appropriate tax and legal plan to follow that. And that's going to make all of the difference in the world, whether you're, looking at what your taxable liability in retirement is, or whether you're looking to make sure that whatever you leave here to your loved ones goes on efficiently. And I think overall in the job market, hopefully going forward, we're going to have a rebound in jobs as different companies figure out how to cope with the changes in the world that happened in 2020. A lot of people are going digital, and companies are still, even though we have all of the technology, they're still figuring out how to do that. So I think a lot of those jobs will come back as we go. And we just have to be, as employers, we have to make sure that we're being aware of who's losing the jobs and how they're losing the jobs, and how we need to adjust moving forward to make sure that those jobs come back and those people are employed again as soon as possible.
Now, Justin, none of us have a crystal ball. It could be hard to predict what's going to unfold in this year, 2021, but it does appear that Democrats will be in control of the White House, the House, the Senate. What could that potentially mean for the retirement world?
Well, Megan, I think from just a very simplistic view, it means that tax planning in retirement is going to be very, very important moving forward. The Trump tax cuts that went into place some years ago are set to remain until 2026. Now, that's probably not going to be the case, and we might see a change to our tax structure sooner rather than later. If you would have asked me this question 4 or 5 months ago, and we thought the Republicans would have had the majority in either the House or the Senate, those changes might have been pushed off a little bit. I think those changes might come a little sooner now. Taxes are historically low in our country. For those of you out there, I know it doesn't necessarily feel like it, but they are. We know a couple of things moving forward. We added a lot to our debt last year, and that money has to come from somewhere. it's going to come from tax revenue within our country. It's not going to just be the wealthy. Taxing the wealthy is going to trickle down to the average person. It's going to have a ripple effect across the board. You can't tax corporations and big companies without them raising prices of goods and services and without that trickling all the way down to the middle class. So we are going to pay more in taxes going forward in retirement. It's very important to understand that most of us have the lion's share of our retirement savings in pre-tax accounts. So planning for that and how we can navigate that tax structure for the next 10, 15, 20 years is going to be very, very important. And then also the different things that we're going to have to take into consideration for even legacy planning and estate planning and how these accounts go on to your children or your loved ones is going to change quite a bit too, because they're going to have to pay taxes on whatever we leave them in those qualified accounts. So tax planning and estate planning just became even more important than it already was in our changing world.
Justin, it looks like there were some revisions made to the tax code at the end of 2020. And I think if I'm reading this correctly, it's made life insurance, permanent life insurance, a little more attractive. If I have that right, what do you think about life insurance as something maybe to consider when we're building out an income strategy in retirement?
It's a very important feature, Megan. Just to kind of piggyback off of our last question, where we're talking about taxes and how it's going to affect each of us as we retire and as we navigate through retirement, life insurance is going to be very pivotal, not only for while we're still alive, most of us don't realize that, but it's also going to be very pivotal for how we pass on assets to the next generation. So really quickly, just life insurance in general, a lot of us think after we pay off our house and, you know, let's say we're debt-free and going into retirement, it's not uncommon to think, well, I don't really need life insurance because I don't have any debt, I have Social Security, maybe my pension even passes on to my spouse, so there's not going to be a loss of income or things like that. I would tell that client it's very important to consider life insurance because the benefits of life insurance are very simple. The death benefits are tax-free, Megan. So when we think of our IRAs paired to our life insurance, I tell every client, if I had that crystal ball and I knew the day that you were going to pass away, which I don't, and I don't want to, but for every client, I'd want you to have $1 in those qualified IRA accounts or your traditional IRAs, your pre-tax accounts. That means you would have spent it all throughout retirement, and whatever you didn't spend, we were able to get into a vehicle such as life insurance that is going to leave a legacy onto your loved ones, your children, your family members 100% tax-free. So very important to consider in retirement. Just because we don't have any debts or we don't have any loss of income should we a spouse predecease one another, doesn't mean life insurance isn't right for you. There's a lot of different things that we use it for in our tax planning strategies that can be beneficial to you. So whether it's questions about life insurance, estate planning, or financial planning in general, please give us a call here at TriFound. Myself and my team, we're happy to meet with you, whether it's just a phone call, Zoom meeting, in-person meeting. We're all about education here. We want to make sure that we give you the best information that we can. So give us a call here at TriFound, 866-466-1099. Again, that number is 866-466-1099.
And we will be back. There's more Retire with TriFound straight ahead. Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at TriFound Financial have helped hundreds of families create their retirement income roadmap. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. The TriFound team wants you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at TriFound Financial today. They'll help you create a retirement income roadmap that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals. Call today, 866-366-1099, and schedule a visit. Call 866-366-1099, 866-366-1099. Insurance products offered through TriFound Financial, LLC. Glad to be here with Justin Pippert. This is Retire with TriFound. And I'm Megan Mozak, 866-466-1099. That's the number if you'd like to be in touch with Justin and the team at Trifound Financial. They're happy to offer you a completely complimentary second opinion service. And this is where they take a look at your current retirement plan, make sure you're on track. If they feel like there are some tweaks you can make, they'll let you know that. And they'll be happy to tell you if you're on the right track as well. So call today, take advantage, 866-466-1099. Now, Justin, retirement, you know, it's something we rarely plan completely through because how can we? I mean, all we've known for the last 30 or 40 years is work. So it's hard to know what to expect exactly, not to mention there are some rules of retirement that have changed. It's a brave new world, I think, for so many retirees out there. I want you to discuss how you've seen retirement change over the years.
You know, it's changed in a big way. And I've been in the industry for about 10 years, Megan, and it's changed a lot over that 10 years. So if we look at, you know, the average working life of 30 to 40 years, it's completely changed from when most retirees that are planning to retire within the next year, 2 years, or 3 years to how it was back when they started working 30, 40 years ago. Some of the things that have changed over that lifespan are going to be people are living longer. So a lot of issues to address with that. We have to make our money last longer. Retirement, which means if we're living longer, retirement can last 20, 25, 30, even 35 or 40 years. We see it with a lot of our clients. You know, if you think of somebody retiring at age 60, which it's a little bit early, and you live to 100, you were retired for 40 years. So we have to make sure that that money lasts. Another big change is going to be a shift from pensions. You know, I'm from small town Michigan automotive industry. And so my family and what I was used to growing up was if you worked for Ford or GM, when you retired, you had a pension. Federal government workers, you have a pension. And a lot of employers have made a shift away from pensions to general 401ks, which means us as the consumer are a lot more responsible for saving and monitoring those 401ks because our employer doesn't do it for us. It's still on you to make sure that you're investing those 401ks appropriately as we go through time. Becoming a millionaire, 30 to 40 years ago, Megan, if you had $1 million, I would say the vast majority of us out there would say, we're fine, we can retire on $1 million. $1 million for most of us isn't enough anymore. And so how much is enough? And you know, I struggle with that question on a weekly basis, and it's different for everybody, but $1 million definitely doesn't go very far anymore. We have different rules, you know, the 4% rule when we retire. So going back to income and retirement, in the past, it was always take 4% out of your accounts and you'll never run out of money. I will tell you that is the most terrible rule ever because we're not taking into consideration whether it's traditional IRAs, Roth IRAs, non-qualified accounts, the different types of taxation on those different accounts too. Not to mention with inflation, so that 4% rule, they came back out with that about 4 or 5 years ago, and they have actually dropped that down to 2.8%. So a lot of things moving that can greatly affect retirement, and we're not even going to get into healthcare yet on how that can affect our retirement. So a lot of things to consider that are different over the last 30 to 40 years.
Really, I think it's a different type of world that we're living in. And speaking of living, we're all living longer, right? Longer than generations before us. Of course, advancements in healthcare contribute to that, but we're all more health conscious. We know more. But why can this be a challenge? How can living longer actually be a risk in retirement?
Well, living longer, Megan, simply means that we have to make sure that we're planning to live longer. The average life expectancy has gone up almost 3 years. Well, we have to make sure that our income is lasting longer and we're planning for our income to last longer, Megan. Life expectancy keeps going up. And so we have to make sure that we're taking that into consideration and planning for it to live longer. We have to make sure that we're, you know, adjusting our retirement plans so that if we do live to be 100, we don't have to worry about running out of income. Living longer also means we're paying more medical bills too. And the rise in cost of healthcare in retirement, you know, has been on the incline for 30, 40 years steadily. It has not slowed down yet. The average person on what they spend on healthcare in retirement will blow your socks off, and it will surprise a lot of you out there how much you actually spend on healthcare and retirement. So we also have to make sure that we're planning for that as well. And so living longer, advancements in healthcare can have a very great effect on our overall retirement plan. But there are a lot of things out there and vehicles out there that can help us with healthcare costs in retirement or long-term care planning. You know, that's something that we talk with every client about. Those are hard conversations to have, especially within your family. So if it's not something that you talk about with your family, make sure that you talk to your financial professional about it. Again, we have the attorneys and financial professionals that work together here at TriFound that are going to make sure that not only do we have a solid retirement plan, but we have to prepare for those worst case scenarios in retirement too. So that's why we're talking to you about things like long-term care, healthcare costs in retirement, because we want to make sure that you're protected in retirement. Not only that you're protected, but also your nest egg and your estate is protected from those types of costs. And with those costs on the rise, doesn't matter, Megan, if you have $1 million or $10 million, it's something that we have to plan for.
Absolutely. So true. And it always does come back to that plan. And, you know, we're living longer. We need our money to last longer. What are some of the things we should be considering, Justin, just to help us achieve that goal?
Yeah, there's, like I said, Megan, there's a lot of financial products out there that can help us achieve that goal. A couple of them, we talked about pensions earlier on in the show, and pensions essentially are when we retire, we get a specific amount of money coming to us each month, kind of like Social Security a little bit. And what it is it's basically an annuity that a company takes out on you for the amount of time that you've been employed, and then that annuity pays you out over the rest of your life. Now you can do joint payouts or single life payouts, so we won't get into that, but it's a guaranteed amount that you can rely on each month to provide you your income. So in the world that we live in today, they're coming to the forefront a lot more for individuals that want that guaranteed income. And there are products out there that are good and bad. Don't get me wrong. We hear more of the bad than the good, but just know that from an income standpoint, they can be a very good product because these companies are contractually obligated to pay you a set monthly amount for the rest of your life, no matter how long you live, guaranteed. That takes away the worry of what's going to happen in the market and the volatility and what happens if I take a 10 or a 15% loss 1 year. That can drastically affect our income going forward in retirement. So if we don't have to worry about that, it becomes a much easier transition into retirement. And it becomes a much easier planning process because if you live to be 100 years old, like I hope every one of my clients does, we don't have to worry about where our money's coming from because it's guaranteed, no matter what happens in the market. And that can be a very big difference maker in the advancing retirement world that we live in. So if you have questions about financial products, whether it's annuities, life insurance, CDs, anything out there, we're independent. Make sure that the firm that you're talking to is independent. Give us a call here at TriFound, 866-466-1099. Myself and my team are standing by, happy to talk to you, meet with you, go over your situation, tell you where we would help you or not. Remember, we have CPAs and a whole legal team here that work with all of our clients that are happy to give you the advice and tie all of this together in the retirement world for you. So that number again is 866-466-1099.
Glad you're along with us. This is Retire with TriFound, Megan Mozak, alongside Justin Pippert. If you have any questions, maybe about your retirement, your income strategy for retirement, or maybe it's about healthcare expenses or taxes, these are all the areas where Justin and the team can help, and they can definitely help you. So call today, 866-466-1099. Now, Justin, retirement plans in the past, I feel like they just needed that three-legged stool approach. We always heard about this, right? You just need a company pension, Social Security, maybe a little personal savings. That's what most people had. That's what my grandparents had. But the three-legged stool approach, it's just not working anymore. Why?
It's a very good question, Megan. My grandparents had the same thing. And we talk about it a lot. You know, I'm from small town Michigan, the automotive industry, the center of it. And, you know, federal government workers, automotive workers, all retired with that nice company pension. And that's no longer a thing really anymore. So that three-legged stool lost basically the strongest leg that it had. And that's why we look at it as, you know, it might not work the best anymore. But that three-legged stool approach is still a good approach. It's still the right approach for us to take. We just have to change one of those legs out. And the leg that we have to change is that pension. And most of us don't have a pension anymore. We have a 401k that we're saving in and making contributions to, getting a match from our employer throughout our working life. And we have to pay attention to that 401k. We're responsible for managing it, making sure that it is allocated correctly for current market situations. And that's a year-to-year thing. And if I could tell any of our listeners out there, don't be afraid to confide in a financial professional to make sure that you're doing the right thing with that 401k. That's what we're there for. Your employer's not going to do it for you. So that 401k that most of us save in, once we retire, we have to turn it into that pension that we are going to need to supplement our income, because there's not hardly any of us out there that are going to be able to live off of just Social Security in retirement. And personal savings, I like to segment that out more so for emergencies. So the two big income generators for us in retirement are your 401ks, your IRAs, your pre-tax accounts, and Social Security is what we have to use for our stool to make sure that you can get through retirement. So making sure that that 401k is rolled over even into an IRA so that you can work with your financial professional and manage it when you retire is very important. You know, leaving it in your employee-sponsored plan isn't necessarily the best thing to do because they're not looking out for you. So understanding what's out there for you, understanding how to manage your 401k, and understanding how you can make sure that you get that pension-like income in retirement without having to worry about it is very, very important. That's what we specialize in here at TriFound. So I'd urge you to, you know, give us a call, visit our website. Our number here, 866-466-1099. If you'd like to get more familiar with our company, we have a great website all the way down from just general company information to a Meet the Team segment. So you can put a face with the voice with myself or any of us here at TriFound. Our website is trifound.com, TRIFOUND.com.
So don't forget that number, 866-466-1099. There's more with Justin Pippert straight ahead. Stay tuned.
As soon as you walked in the front door, you knew this was your home. Or at least you thought it was until you had those inspections done. First, the foundation was cracked. So was the sewer line. And you found out the furnace was 20 years old. Those inspections saved you from buying a money pit. So what about your retirement income strategy? When was the last time it went through an inspection? Is your income strategy tax efficient? Are you putting enough away for healthcare? Go see the team at TriFound Financial and find out if your retirement income strategy has a sturdy foundation designed to last throughout your retirement. Call TriFound Financial now, 866-366-1099. Get your strategy inspected by the TriFound Financial team today at 866-366-1099. That's 866-366-1099. Insurance products offered through TriFound Financial, LLC.
We're glad you've tuned in to Retire with TriFound. Megan Mozak alongside Justin Pippert. The team at TriFound would love to be in touch with you about your retirement plan. If that's something you need help with, call today, 866-466-1099. Don't forget, this second opinion service I've been telling you about, it's completely complimentary. Justin and the team will take a look, make sure you're ready to go. If not, they may recommend some tweaks. If you're looking good, they will also tell you that. Either way, you walk out with value, 866-466-1099. I know, Justin, that becoming a millionaire, it's almost a benchmark for Americans, right? Who wouldn't want to be a millionaire? But $1 million might not be as much as it used to be. And that's kind of amazing because $1 million is still a lot of money. But how do you help your clients determine just how much money they need to retire?
Well, I think it's the initial part of our planning process, Megan. Determining how much money you need to retire is going to be different for everyone because everybody's income need, their lifestyle, their situation is different. So determining how much you need to retire is very, very simple. In a first meeting, it's so funny because initially when we think of sitting down with a financial advisor and the first meeting is always, well, let me bring you my statement so you can see what I have And I tell everybody that I meet with, leave your statements at home the first meeting. What we're going to do in that first meeting is, it's also the most important meeting, believe it or not, and we're not even looking at any statements. It's that philosophy meeting. It's where we're sitting down and getting to know you, getting to know what your lifestyle is, and most importantly, what your goals are. And those are going to be the building blocks for how we create the plan for you. The amount of money that you need to retire is just a number. Your lifestyle from a year-to-year basis is what determines that amount of money that you need to retire. And that's going to be different for everyone. So in that first meeting, when we start talking about goals and lifestyle and what you want to do in retirement and, you know, anything from taxation all the way on to estate planning, that's what's going to give us the information that we need to be able to tell you how much money that you need for retirement. So it's kind of a backwards way of going about it, right? Where we say, oh, it's not just an arbitrary number. I need $1 million or $2 million or $2.5 million. In my experience, the easiest way to figure out what that number is to understand what you want to do in retirement, what your goals are, what your lifestyle is now, and what you would like it to be in retirement. You know, one of the funny things that I do with every client is when we sit down, I say, okay, let's forget about the world that we live in. Forget about everything that's going on. If you could tell me in a perfect world how much money you'd want every year in retirement, what would it be? Don't think about anything else. Just think about what that number is. And you'd be surprised at the numbers that I get that are going to be very easily attained by having the right financial plan. And what that allows the client to do is accomplish all the goals that they want to do, whether it's travel, whatever it is. And it's very cool to see the end product from starting just from our first meeting. In our meeting process, Megan, we talk about it on the show. It's not just going to be a silver bullet, one size fits all type of process that you get here with TriFound. It's going to be a long process because of all of the different types of services that we provide, from not only financial, but also accounting and legal. Remember, the full plan is going to be what accomplishes all of your goals. We can have the best financial plan in the world, but if we don't have a tax plan and a legacy or estate plan to follow it, it's not going to really mean all that much.
This is true. You know, as we think about what $1 million means, you know, and Fidelity, we check in a lot with Fidelity because they estimate healthcare costs in retirement. Their latest figure is that the average 65-year-old couple retiring this year can expect to spend about $295,000 on their healthcare costs in retirement. Kind of puts that $1 million benchmark in a new light, Justin. Now, Fidelity's estimate, that does not even include long-term care costs. So how are you helping clients plan and plan adequately for healthcare in retirement?
Well, it's pivotal that we plan for not only healthcare and long-term care in retirement. $295,000, if you're in that $1 million mark, that's almost 30% of your lifetime savings is just going to be spent on healthcare. Now, anytime somebody retires, that's usually the last thing that we're thinking about, because we're thinking about all the things that we want to do in retirement. But 30% of your money being earmarked for healthcare, it should be alarming to any of us out there. And the things that we can do and how we help clients prepare for healthcare, we have healthcare specialists here at TriFound to make sure that based on your health, we're putting you in the right plan or the best plan for you each year, year in and year out. That can help lower our healthcare costs, general healthcare costs, as we go through retirement. Another thing that we do with in every retirement plan is we're making sure that we're following up that financial plan with that long-term care, that worst-case scenario. Remember, folks, it's our job to prepare you for the worst-case scenario. Wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy, but when we start talking about long-term care and those difficult conversations with the cost of long-term care, nursing home looming out there and on the rise as they have been historically, doesn't matter if you have $1 million in this example or $10 million, it's something that we have to prepare for because if we have a long stay in a nursing home, it can wipe out our assets very quickly. So we're going to utilize, there's a lot of different options out there. Long-term care insurance, I know a lot of us have heard about it. It's not necessarily, we don't really believe in long-term care insurance. We'll tell you all about why we don't and the alternatives that we have here at TriFound when we meet with you and start discussing it for your general situation. There's a lot of options out there, Megan, that can help us plan for long-term care. And I'm not talking about even self-insuring. We're talking about financial products that can aid us should that situation ever come up. And also, that's what we have our attorneys and our full team for, to help you prepare for that worst case scenario with the estate planning that we do. Our attorneys can help protect assets if that worst case scenario should ever arise. So lots of different planning methods out there. We do them every day with our clients. If it's something that you're wondering about or wanting to get more information about, I urge you to just take that first step. Pick up the phone, give us a call here at TriFound. We're more than happy to talk to you about those different planning avenues. Our number here is 866-466-1099. Again, that number is 866-466-1099.
And we are glad you're with us here on the show. You know, as we talk about changes in retirement, I wonder, we're living longer, right? So how much of a strain does that put on our long-term care planning? You know, if we're maybe going to be in a long-term care facility for more years than we would have in previous generations, do you find that those later years in life have been properly prepared for? Are people thinking down the line like that?
Well, you know, Megan, it's tough, right? Because when we think of long-term care planning, in general, if somebody planned for long-term care in their late 50s or early 60s, with the advancements in medicine and people living longer, a lot of times it's, you know, 25, 30 years later that they're actually needing any of those things to help them that they planned for in their late 50s and early 60s. And the healthcare world over that 25-year period, no matter where we put that in history, has changed greatly. And so what I've seen in my experience in the past is I've had a lot of clients that, you know, have come to me. They could be in their low 70s, mid 70s, and they purchased maybe long-term care insurance when they were in their late 50s, which at the time, you know, it was relatively affordable and the coverage was adequate for what long-term care or nursing home costs were at that time. Well, you know, we fast forward that plan 25 years and we're still maybe 8 to 10 years out from them potentially needing it. If we go just off of the national average for somebody that needs any sort of long-term care, being about 82 years old. And what has happened now is that, you know, long-term care coverage is getting more expensive because we're getting closer to the time where we might need it. Not only can it be something that you can no longer afford, but the coverage that it provides is drops in the bucket compared to what the actual cost of that care might be. And so, you know, it's a tough conversation to have because you've put a lot of your assets, contributed a lot of assets and money to these things over time, and it's not really something that's that viable for you anymore. So that's why we talk about it here on the show all of the time, the alternatives to long-term care insurance and how we can prepare you, because it can put a strain on your retirement plan if you have a spouse that needs any sort of care, or, you know, if you have any situation arise where you need any sort of long-term care or skilled care, something that we have to be prepared for. And you can never start too early. You know, we talk about retirement planning on the show a lot, and when is the right time to start planning for retirement, or, you know, those hard conversations like long-term care? The answer is it's never too early to start. So give us a call here if you're worried about long-term care, how it might fit into your situation, or if you have long-term care insurance that you purchased 15, 20, 25 years ago, and you have no idea what it's going to cover for you, we can analyze that for you and let you know, or at least give you a recommendation on how we would change it, what we would do moving forward, and how you can have a bulletproof retirement plan.
Justin, how can you build a retirement income plan that is designed to stand the test of time, regardless of the challenges that may lie ahead that we just don't know about?
So when we talk about retirement planning, Megan, having the appropriate retirement plan, yes, it is very important, but also understanding taxation in retirement, what that means for you as you navigate through that retirement, and also what it means for your beneficiaries when you pass on whatever's left in that retirement plan. And that is why we have to have the appropriate financial, tax, and legal advice available to all of our clients. That's what we do here at TriFound. And you know what, Megan, I think it's important to understand that having a proper plan in retirement can give us confidence moving forward that everything is going to be okay. There's going to be road bumps. There's going to be detours. There's going to be things that happen. Life is going to get in the way. Having a plan and being able to make adjustments to that plan is going to be pivotal for our retirement success. And it's going to help us not worry about different things that are going to happen in retirement.
because life has a way of throwing those curveballs. You make a good point, right? Plan ahead. I know that no matter what I'm trying to do, set forward to do, having a plan just makes you feel better. So if you don't have a plan for retirement, call Justin Pippert, the team at Tribefound Financial today, 866-466-1099, or you can find out more by going to tribefound.com. We're back with Justin right after this.
Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Tribefound Financial have helped hundreds of families create their retirement income roadmap. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. The Tribefound team wants you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Tribefound Financial today. They'll help you create a retirement income roadmap that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals. Call today, 866-366-1099, and schedule a visit. Call 866-366-1099, 866-366-1099. Insurance products offered through Tribefound Financial, LLC.
Glad to be here with Justin Pippert of Tribefound Financial. We like to share great information about retirement planning here on the program, but we also like to have a little bit of fun. Justin, you ready to do just that?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay. We're going to play our version of Would You Rather. This is the Tribefound Financial version. And we do this because retirement is a little bit like Would You Rather. It's like the longest game of Would You Rather in history. Here's our first big question, Justin, of the game. Would you rather never be stuck in traffic again or never get another cold?
Oh, that's a tough one, Megan. Me personally, I would rather never be stuck in traffic again. Just because a cold is going to happen, that's a seasonal thing. I don't think there's any way inevitably to stay away from a cold. But being stuck in traffic to me is the absolute worst. It is stressful. Personally, I just can't stand it. In trying to relate that to retirement planning, you never want to be stuck in traffic with your retirement plan either, because that means you feel like you're spinning your wheels or your wheels aren't spinning at all. And that's never a good feeling. I think, important to know that communication is key in retirement, just like it is with avoiding traffic jams. So make sure that you're doing your annual reviews or quarterly reviews with your financial advisors. And if you want a second opinion, we're here to give it to you. We do offer that second opinion service. We talk about it on the show a lot. So if that's something that you're seeking, don't be afraid to give us a call. Just like a doctor, anytime you get a major diagnosis, you always go get a second opinion. You should probably do the same with your financial retirement plan too. So give us a call here at Tribefound, 866-466-1099. Definitely traffic for me. I can't get over that one.
So the traffic, huh, Justin? Even though you brought up the doctor diagnosis with the cold, you'd rather have a free highway in front of you than a sniffle.
I'm a car guy, and any of our viewers out there know that I'm a car person. So I'll take a free open highway any day over a cold.
I bet you would. Watch out. Watch out. And if you had that open highway, what vehicle would you be in?
Oh, my gosh. That's like, I don't even know where I'd go about answering that question. I will tell you that if I had to pick one without having to, being able to pick, supercars and things like that, I'd pick my 87 Mustang that I've had for the last 20 years and that have built up because there's not many roads that I drive on that I can just let it go without having to worry about a potential police officer ahead of me. So if I had an open road, I'd just pick my own car that's in my garage right now.
I love it. The car you've been babying for years, and she's all souped up and ready to hit that open highway if you had one. All right. So Justin, as we're playing Would You Rather today, what about this? When you think of your own retirement, and you're on the younger side here, which is encouraging to our listeners, because if they're working with you, they know you'll be around for the whole long haul. When you think about your own retirement, though, which I know is decades away, would you rather have your coffee in the peace and quiet of your patio every morning or with your closest friends at the coffee shop?
Personally, for me, Megan, I would rather have it with my closest friends at the coffee shop. The reasons why, I enjoy talking to people. You know, I've been doing it for 10 years every day, and I don't see it changing anytime in the future. So any social interaction that I can take advantage of, different opinions, you know, bouncing ideas off of my friends, and just that casual conversation, I would take it at the coffee shop. But I will tell you, there is a special place in my heart for sometimes where you just want that peace and quiet in the morning. I understand that. But I'd say the majority of the mornings I'd take the coffee shop just because I love interaction with, you know, not only friends, but I love talking to our clients. And we run probably 15 to 20 meetings a week. And I love it. If there was more time in the day, I'd run more. And like I said, I've been doing this for about 10 years. So one of the things that I joke about with all my clients is they're never going to have to worry about me retiring before them. That's for sure. So, and that's a lot of times you'd be surprised at the reaction that gets. But I definitely take the coffee shop. Just my personal preference, Megan.
You're a social butterfly. Let's be honest.
I do my best.
All right. So, Justin, we're playing a game of Would You Rather, and this can be, you know, it can be fun, but can also sometimes be a bit of a stressor for people when they're thinking about their own retirement. You know, would you rather do this or rather do that? It's a lot of planning and forward thinking, and maybe that's you and you're feeling a bit stressed out. You're not even sure which question to be asking. I want to let you know that Justin and the team at TriFound Financial, they are more than happy to help you find out what those questions are that you should ask, help you on the road to and through retirement. 866-466-1099. That is the number. Okay, Justin is a great sport. We're having a bit of fun here playing Would You Rather on the show, our version of the game. How do you help someone build a budget that's going to allow them to do some of the things they want to do, especially in those early years of retirement, but then be confident they're still going to have money for income and health care and long-term care down the road?
Well, I think it's important, Megan, to understand what your goals are going into retirement, understanding the risks that you might be able to take with that retirement and the risks that you don't want to take with that retirement. And very simply, all of those things are based off of your budget. And I know we say it here on the show, we've said it in the past, both of us dislike the word budget. I actually have adopted the term that I think you coined on the show here, and that is a spending plan. That's what we refer to it now as. So the spending plan is going to be the groundwork or the foundation for that retirement plan, and just understanding that spending plan. You'd be surprised how many clients that I'll meet with initially, you know, let's say we're going into a first meeting, and that's always a question that I ask in that first meeting. And the amount of times that I get, I have no idea, is a lot more common than any other answer that I get. And so that's something that we pride ourselves in doing with every client, creating that spending plan and allowing you to do the things that you want to do in retirement. We work for a long time to get to retirement. We want to make sure that we enjoy it, don't have to worry about where our next check is coming from or running out of money or all of the outliers paying more in taxes than we should have to. We don't want our estate to go through probate or, you know, anything like that. So that's what we're here for at TriFound. We are that full service firm that is going to cover all of those different topics from A to Z. We're going to help you cross your T's, dot your I's with that financial plan so that you will have that confidence in retirement and not have to worry about any of those things that we talk about on the show.
Justin, what about income, especially income plans? How do you build an income plan for someone? And what kind of options do we have right now?
Well, we have a lot of options out there, Megan. Being independent, which is something that we talk about here on the show, it's very important to understand who your financial person in your life is and what they do for you. And talking to an independent advisor is very, very important because they have all of the tools in the shed that they're capable of using and not just one silver bullet for everybody that walks into their office. There are a lot of products out there that we can use that are going to make sure that you have that income. And the income plans are built very simply. There's three legs to that stool. Number one, Social Security. If you're nearing retirement or you've been working for some time, you can count on it. Don't worry about it. It's going to be there. Number two, your 401k or your pension income. Understanding that we want those funds to be in a vehicle that we're not going to have to worry about what happens in the market. It's going to give us that pillow insurance to make sure that you can lay your head to rest every night and not have to wake up in the morning and turn on the TV and go, what happened in the news, or what's happening in the news? How does this affect my retirement? And number three is that savings and having that emergency fund available to you, because life is going to happen. We're going to design a retirement plan. Remember, folks, these aren't set in stone. Changes are going to happen. Life's going to happen. There's going to be detours that are going to happen, and that's okay. We just need to make sure that we're planning for those things. So having your Social Security, having your 401k or your pension in a vehicle that's going to make sure that you are getting that check every month, no matter what happens, for no matter how long you live, and having that retirement savings or that emergency fund when life happens. And those are going to be your three main legs of that stool that are going to complete that income plan.
Justin, we're playing Would You Rather, and thinking about your own retirement, would you rather do all the fun stuff at the beginning of your retirement or plan to do just maybe one or two small trips early on, but then wait and see if you can still afford to travel later on in retirement?
That's a good question, Megan. Me personally, I would rather do all of the fun stuff up front, and not because I don't know if I can afford the travel later in retirement, but simply because from my experience, the early years in retirement, we call those the go-go years. You might have heard that on the show before. You know, we've been working for 30 or 40 years. All of a sudden, we retire one day, and now we have 7 Saturdays a week and 24 hours a day, and time is money. So we end up spending, you know, usually as much or even more than what our wage earning years were when we were working. And that's because we want to go travel, we want to go do all these things, and that's fine. Go do them while you're young, healthy, able to go do it. And later in retirement, you're probably not going to spend as much money because you don't go and do as much and you don't go out as much. And, you know, there's a lot of other factors going into it. But me personally, I would be on the side where I'd want to do it all early, not because myself or any of my clients can't afford it later in retirement, because just in general, as we get older into our late 70s, 80s, mid 80s, we don't generally travel as much, and we're fine with just staying home and having that quiet cup of coffee on the porch from earlier in the segment. So that's okay. That's just, you know, my personal preference. We've got clients that do a lot in the beginning of retirement. I have clients in Southwest Florida here in, you know, the Fort Myers area that are in their late 80s, early 90s, and we call them cruise stars because they go on tons of cruises every year. So no matter what you want to do, if you're healthy enough to do it, by all means, enjoy it. Retirement's not something that we're just supposed to enjoy in the early years and then not worry about enjoying as much in the later years. It's supposed to be enjoyable every year, no matter how long we live. So whether it's that second opinion service, or if you have questions about retirement planning in general, if it's no matter whether it's tax related, financial related, or legal related, we have the resources here at TriFound to be able to help you and guide you in the right direction. Again, for all of our listeners out there, we do not charge any fees or anything for any of our meetings, whether we meet with you once or 10 times. We're all about the education process and giving you the best recommendation possible. So the first step in that is giving us a call here at TriFound. Our number is 866-466-1099. Whether it's a simple phone call with myself or a virtual meeting or even an in-person meeting socially distanced here in our office, your safety is our number one concern. We're here to do whatever works easiest and best for you, whichever you prefer. If you'd like more information about our company, I urge you to visit our website at trifound.com. That's TRIFOUND.com. For more information about our company, a Meet the Team section where you can meet us all here at TriFound before you meet with us virtually or in person. Again, that website is trifound.com, TRIFOUND.com.
As soon as you walked in the front door, you knew this was your home. Or at least you thought it was, until you had those inspections done. First, the foundation was cracked. So was the sewer line. And you found out the furnace was 20 years old. Those inspections saved you from buying a money pit. So what about your retirement income strategy? When was the last time it went through an inspection? Is your income strategy tax efficient? Are you putting enough away for healthcare? Go see the team at TriFound Financial and find out if your retirement income strategy has a sturdy foundation designed to last throughout your retirement. Call TriFound Financial now, 866-366-1099. Get your strategy inspected by the TriFound Financial team today at 866-366-1099. That's 866-366-1099. Insurance products offered through TriFound Financial, LLC.
Our firm provides insurance services. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. TriFound Financial, LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax, legal, or investment advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties and have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by TriFound Financial, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.